Hello, 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 everybody. If you are in traffic, if you're driving to work, if you're at your desk, if you're in the office, if you're working from home, shout out to you. Welcome to Speaking Arrangements. I'm going to let the beat ride out for you guys a little bit. Enjoy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have your coffee in your hand, if you have your iced coffee, because you guys know I love me a good iced coffee, whether it's McDonald's, Starbucks, whatever you got, your second cup, you're working from home, like I said, you got the kids running around. If you're working in the office, if you are working outside, it is a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. It is a new day. We are alive. If you're listening to this, you are alive. You are. Take a deep breath. Let's do that. Let's do a quick second of meditation. Just take a deep breath. Exhale. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. This is going to be our best week yet so far. You guys already know. Anyways, first of all, if you're new here, welcome. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're really happy to have you here. If you are a speaking arrangements, I don't even know. I need to give the speaking arrangements hive like a name. I don't know what we're going to do yet. If you have any ideas, let me know. But if you've been here and you've been rocking with speaking arrangements, you've been rocking with us, welcome. Round of applause for y'all too. I'm just feeling good. Honestly, I'm feeling amazing. I know the last episode, I was kind of telling you guys I was going through it. I was down bad in May. May was a really tough month for me. But honestly, I'm just really optimistic. Like June, I really decided that, you know what? I went through what I went through. I'm going to make sure that June is an amazing month. It's going to be my best month yet so far this year. I'm really going to continue to do the work. I'm going to continue to show up for myself. And I'm really, really taking like this consistency thing very seriously, you know, with the grace of God, like I'm really taking this seriously and just like, I'm really working on like delayed gratification and just like eating better, working out, taking care of myself, my mental health, my emotional health. And honestly, the people around me, like taking care of like the people around me, you know what I mean? Giving words of encouragement, showing up for my friends and family the best way that I know I can. Just spreading love, man, honestly, because we need it. Like, you know what I mean? We need it. We're working hard out here. Listen, like if you, you know, let me leave you guys. Well, not leave you guys because we just started. So anyways, first of all, before I go all over the place, this is going to be our Monday charge. I'm going to clap. I'm going to do a church praise for myself. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because I said I was going to do this Monday charge for a minute and it never came. But here we are. It's a Monday charge. So the Monday charges will be really, really short. And then on Fridays will be our longer podcast with like different people, different topics and things. But Monday charges, honestly, is just to start our week off right. Okay. Because the devil be coming for us in all sorts of ways when you wake up. Like the first, like, you know what I mean? You wake up, you open your eyes and there's problems. You know what I mean? And today we are going to be talking about the art of gratitude because it really is an art. It is a skill that you need to like really form. I'm gonna turn this down a little bit because I feel like I'm really loud. It's a skill. Like, you know what I mean? It takes consistency. So this episode's a little bit tied in with the old one. I mean, with last week's episode where we were talking about the conspiracy of, consistency because it's a big thing. I told you guys, consistency is, listen, it will pour into every part and every aspect of your life. But I really want to talk about gratitude because yesterday, you guys know Sunday's for the Lord in my life. So, you know, I was at church and I was really, you know, I went into the service and I was like, you know what, God, like, I just, you know, I need you to speak to me, say something. And at my church, we have four services. Well, three now, because the fourth one is, we're not going to be having the fourth one for a while, I think. So we're just going to have three services. Shout out to CCCG. If you're looking for a home church in Edmonton, go to CCCG. Listen, it's tough traveling back and forth, yo, from where you live all the way down, coming down to Edmonton, but it's going to be good. It's worth it. But anyways, yeah, so sitting in church and you know what I mean? The Lord was coming for me. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of things that I was internally dealing with God. Like, you know, God, why hasn't this happened yet? You know, why did you say this, but it hasn't happened yet? Or just like, you know, people that I've lost. Just a lot of questions that I was really asking the Lord. Like, God, like, you said this. Like, what's going on? It's not mathing. Your word is not mathing with my life right now, Lord. Where are you at? And I was really like hurt, and it was like starting to like wear on my emotional and mental health, and I was becoming angry and really just not being grateful for the breath in my lungs that belongs to the Lord. Not being grateful, not caring about the amazing people that I have in my life. Like, I have amazing spiritual parents. I have an amazing relationship with my sister, and just like my cousin and my girls. Like, shout out to Deb. Shout out to KK. Shout out to Yebu. Those are my babies. You know what I mean? Like, there's great people in my life. Like, you know what I mean? There's like, we're not perfect. Shout out to my roomie. I call her my room, my little baby. Shout out to Gabs. Like, that's my baby girl. And like, you know, I have great people in my life, and we're not perfect. We don't always get along. We butt heads, like regular people, regular friends and family. You know what I mean? But I still have really good, authentic people that want to see me do amazing and want to see me do well. And I find that sometimes when you're not grateful, sometimes when you don't lead with gratitude, a lot of times we don't have the tools. We don't have the skills. I think it's something that we hear about, you know, our parents. Like, I know for me, they used to be like, be grateful for what you got. Be grateful for what you got. And I was just like, well, what the heck? We're poor. Like, you know what I mean? We're poor. I want the nice stuff. I want the new clothes. I want to look like the new kids. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, like, just hearing that growing up all the time, just be grateful for what you got. Be grateful for what you got. It never really taught me to be grateful. If anything, I resented. You know what I mean? It started making me breed a lot of resentment, because I always felt like I was like lacking, or I didn't have what it is that I was looking for. And yeah, that followed me into my adulthood. And honestly, I can say the Lord has just been so good to me. And I know he's been good to you too, because if you're listening to me right now, you're probably listening. You have a job, you have breath in your lungs. Forget about a job. Like, you have breath in your lungs. You are alive. I'm praying that you are healthy. And if you're not, receive your blessing, receive your healing in Jesus' name. But yeah, like, you know, we're here. And I think that when you have breath in your lungs, still there's hope. You know what I mean? There's hope. And I don't think that we really talk about the art of being just grateful and gratitude, because we are in an age where we're so busy. We're really honestly so busy. Like, if you have a family, you could be a husband, a wife, a mother, a father, an uncle, a sister. And then let's not talk about our jobs that take like 8 hours of our day. When you come home, if you're a wife or a husband, you got to cook, you got to take care of your kids, you got to make sure your house is clean. There's just so many things going on. It's summertime, you might want to take a vacation, like, you know, meeting up with your friends. Like, we're busy, we're on the go. If you're an entrepreneur, like, you have a job, like, you know what I mean? We're on the go. That's just a generation that we live in. We are busy, busy, busy bodies. And sometimes it's very, very hard to stop and just slow down and take some time to be grateful, to show gratitude, to give thanks. It is tough. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's not. Like, I was just over here telling Jesus all these things that he hasn't done, but not looking at the things that he has done. Like, preserve my life when I was younger and that man kidnapped me. Preserve my life, brought me back to my family. When that ninja put out that crazy video of me, you know what I mean? Somebody I was in a committed relationship with, like, spared my life, because I was going to legit take my own life from the shame that I was feeling. But like, you know, just God sparing my life and just preserving me. So many near misses when it comes to my life at my own hands, and just like stupid decisions, and just like life in general. You know what I mean? I've almost gotten hit by a car before. Like, just God preserving my very life, the very breath in my lungs. Like, you know what I mean? I had to today, like, you know, sorry, yesterday, the word just, God was just saying, like, baby girl. Baby girl, like, I've preserved you for a reason. Like, I've been with you in those dark times. Like, for me, you guys already know, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. We got a good thing going on. We be butting heads sometimes, but listen, that's my OG. That's my boss. Love him so much. And if you don't believe in God, that's cool. Like, whatever it is that you believe in, you know, even if it's just yourself, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Giving gratitude, like showing gratitude for the things that you have, the simple things. I think we are so busy. Like, you know what I mean? I think that we're in a generation where, like, I always talk about this, like, it's overnight sensations and popcorn. You know what I mean? Popcorn, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know, people just rising to fame really quickly. And, you know, we're in a different age right now. TikTok going viral and all that stuff. We don't appreciate the things that we call little, but they're not. Like, if you know me, then you know that, like, I have a soft spot for homeless people, people that are on the streets. I have a very, very soft spot for them. When I see people that are on the streets, whether it's due to mental illness or addiction or just falling on hard times, like, you know what I mean? Being displaced, like COVID, so many people have become homeless. Like, my heart breaks when I see homeless people. I cry. Like, if you know me, real tears. Like, I want to give the shirt off my back to them. I always try to buy them food, give them money. Like, I always wonder, like, this is someone's child. Like, this is not how they envisioned their life. You know what I mean? I want to know their stories. Like, I work downtown, so when I go, you know what I mean, to the park, or I take a walk or whatever, and I'm just, like, really trying to, like, center, and I see homeless people, like, they, for some reason, they come up to me, they chop it up. Like, I just know, being younger, my family not having it, and just being broke and having a single mother that was really trying to put food on a table for, like, four kids. Like, you know what I mean? I know what that's like. You know what I mean? And I still had a roof over my head. Even if we were going to be evicted, we never were evicted. You know, my mom always provided, but you know what I mean? People that are literally on the streets, like, my heart breaks. You know what I mean? And that triggers me to just really go into, like, yo, when I put the keys into my condo, then I walk into my home and I have AC, like, I have food, I have a comfortable Cal King bed. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of times I take that for granted. I'm like, God, that's what I should have. You know, I should have that. That's, like, regular stuff. You know what I mean? I don't have a G-Wagon. I don't have this. I don't have a mansion. You know what I mean? Like, it gets crazy. Like, you know what I mean? It gets crazy. I'm not saying we can't aspire to have those things, guys. Like, we can, but just slowing down. It's an art. It's a skill. It's a form. Like, you know what I mean? It takes practice. Just really slowing down and saying, like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, whoever, for providing, you know what I mean? Like, food, shelter. Like, you know what I mean? I have a job. Like, it's a tough time. There's a lot of people that don't have jobs right now. Thank you so much that I have a job, that I can provide for myself, that I'm not on the streets, that I'm not sick. You know what I mean? These are the things that, like, I was really starting to take for granted. You know what I mean? Like, because I've always been blessed that way. Even when I was younger, like I said, like, my family was broke, but we had clothes on our backs. Even if it was from Valley Village, we had clothes on our backs. We weren't on the streets. You know what I mean? My mom was an exceptional cook. We always had food. We always had snacks. People used to come to our house to eat. You know what I mean? So just being grateful. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, wherever you are listening this Monday morning, like, take time, like, really, really slow down. Even if it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, like, say things that you're thankful for, like, say them out loud. Like, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for the hair on my head, man. I'm thankful for the people that I know, the peeps that I know, my friends, my family, my enemies, bro. Listen, like, I'm grateful for the challenges. I'm grateful for the valley. Like, you can't be grateful for blessings if you haven't been through anything. Like, if you were just born with a silver spoon in your mouth, like, you know what I mean? Whatever. That's, like, your whatever. But if you can't be grateful for, you don't know what it feels like to not have. Like, you can't be grateful for those things. Like, you got to go through some challenges. You got to go through some stuff to really be grateful. Like, if you've been sick before and you get healed and you get better, trust me, you're going to be grateful for the clean bill of health. You know what I mean? If you've been poor before, like I have, listen, having a job, taking care of myself, and just being able to provide for other people around me, like, I'm grateful. You know, sometimes I get lost in the sauce. You know what I mean? When I feel like, you know, the things that I'm asking God for are being delayed, and I start to just focus and hone in on that and go into a dark spiral. But no, like, I'm really being mindful and intentional about being grateful, you know, to Jesus, to God, and just being grateful to my family and being grateful for the things that I have and my job. And even though it stresses me out sometimes, like, just being grateful for those things, being grateful for health, man. be like, you know, I want to talk about this. This is so sad. I don't want to make it sad this morning, but I just want to give you guys some context and some insight. So, I don't know if you guys know if you're on Instagram or not, but, I don't know if his name's like DC Young Fly. I'm not really sure. Pardon me, but his partner, Jackie, Miss Jackie, passed away a couple days ago from complications of, a mommy makeover. And that just brought me to tears because she has three beautiful kids. She has a good life. We see her on Instagram. You know what I mean? She's a beautiful woman. Some people might think like, why does she need that? She's in the public eye. Like those, that's just another pressure and other insecurities that that comes with that we will, like a lot of us will never understand because yeah, like, you know what I mean? But that's a different topic for a different day. But I really, it made me just go back to God and God be like, God, thank you. God, thank you. Like, I'm so blessed because if you've listened to all of my podcasts, there's one where I talk about going to get plastic surgery, like, you know, going to get liposuction in a different country. Like, you know what I mean? I talk about almost dying and losing my life. You know what I mean? I didn't get a mommy makeover and like a Brazilian butt lift or anything like that, but I got liposuction on my stomach because I didn't like the way my stomach looked, even though when I look back at all my old pictures, my stomach was fine. You know what I mean? But, you know, I took my little booty all the way to Colombia and, you know, got liposuction and almost lost my gosh damn life. And it was just making me reflect on the goodness of God. And, you know, I'm not saying that God is not good to that family and it's just a tragedy what happened to her, but I wish it didn't take that for me to really realize that no, like I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for that experience. I'll never do that again. Ever, ever. But, you know, I'm really grateful to Jesus for that. And yeah, I've just been honestly meditating on the goodness of God and just meditating on how, you know, how I'm going to be intentional and grateful. So let's get into some practical tips. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's just say you just don't know how to do this. You're not in a good place. You're down bad. Like you're going through a really, really challenging time. Like literally everyone has at least, even homeless people on the streets. Like I've seen homeless people be grateful, like be and have gratitude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I've given homeless people things or whatever. And I've heard this and they're like, thank you. Like, God bless you. Like, I'm blessed. Like I've had homeless people tell me they're blessed and they're on the streets. Like, you know what I mean? They're like, I'm alive. I'm not sick. You know what I mean? I remember this one homeless guy was telling me, he's like, you know, a lot of his like homeless friends were dying, but he never died like from COVID during that time. And he was grateful that he was able to survive and live and be okay. You know what I mean? And he was homeless. He didn't have a home to go to, a comfortable bed. You know what I mean? So let's get into some practical steps of like what you can do to really, really be grateful. I'll tell you guys some of the things that I'm starting to do and, you guys can take it from there. So one thing that I'm starting to do in the morning is I just try to write down three things that I'm grateful for. And then in like before I go to bed, I write down three things that I'm grateful for after I'm done journaling. Journaling is a great, great way to take things off your mind and off your spirit and just write them down. That really has blessed me and changed. It's a game changer. Like I learned it in therapy and I noticed a lot of people like I used to be one of those people like, well, journaling, like I'm not a journaler. I don't want to write about how I'm feeling, but it has really blessed me. It takes the load off. It really takes a load off. Like, I feel like I release it from my spirit and my mind and I don't have to hold it anymore and it's on paper now. But journaling your gratefulness, like I do that three, I'm trying to be intentional about that. Or you can say them out loud, but honestly, write them down. Like, keep a gratitude journal. Like, I know, like, listen, the ones that these people that we look up to, the Jeff Bezos and all those people, if you really read their biographies and stuff, like they got little things that we think are like nothing, but those are their major keys to success. It's not just how to trade and invest and crypto. Da, da, da. No, these guys use basic principles. They hide them in their stories and we just skim through it because we're looking for the key to crypto. We're looking for the key to real estate and how to make money and stuff like that. But these basic principles are in their biographies and that is the key to success. You can't be that rich and not, you know, have a formula. You know what I mean? These people look for the formula, look for the simple things, look for the consistency, the diligence. You know what I mean? Writing something down, even when you're having a hard time. Like there's just so many stories that I've read of people that were sick, terminally ill. And every single day that they woke up, they were writing things that they were grateful for. It helps your mental health. These are proven things, guys. These are simple principles. But they're proven to work and save and change our lives and give us good, it gives us a good quality of life. Do you know what I mean? Like gratitude is just a heart of living happy and a fulfilled life. Honestly, when you have gratitude, it's an art form because you gotta keep going even when you're going through challenges. And we're hit with challenges every single day in our workplaces, in our relationships, in our homes. You know what I mean? Everywhere. Like you turn on the TV, there's conflict everywhere. There's challenges everywhere. And, you know, that can sometimes like make us jaded. You know what I mean? We're like, oh, like, is anything good in life? Like, there ain't nothing on the news but the blues. They do that on purpose. It's programming. Instagram, all this stuff that we look at, all the thousands of images that we look at, is programming us to be zombies, to be jaded, to take the happiness out of our lives so we can die quicker. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a fact. Listen, embed gratitude in your life. Right now where you are, say one thing that you're grateful for, that you're happy, that you are thankful for. Text someone like, hey, I'm thankful for you. I love you and I appreciate you. Like, you don't know what that's going to do to someone's life or someone's day. Put a smile on someone's face. Like, you know what I mean? This amazing, beautiful, sunny day. It's a new day. It's new chance at life. It's tomorrow's past. It's gone. It's in the dust. Today is a new day. We can live differently. And even if you miss days, or there's some days where it's just tough and you're just like, you know what? I don't feel like being grateful. You get up and you do it again the next day, but you want to be intentional. You want to have consistency. It literally makes you live longer. Google this, guys. Like, I'm not pulling this stuff out of my butt. Like, this is real stuff. You know, when you go to therapy, the hundreds of dollars that you pay for, they're basic principles, basic life skills is what they're teaching. I'm in therapy. Like, this is the stuff they're telling me. When they told me to journal, I was like, really? I'm paying you hundreds of dollars so you can come tell me to journal? But it's changed the quality of my life. It's changed the quality of my mental health. These are basic principles that we are overlooking, guys. And these are the keys. That's why the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, because they don't tell you. They tell you to go look for crypto and real estate and how to make money and flip homes and da da da. But they're not telling you about the basic principles that's keeping their businesses alive, that's keeping them alive. You know what I mean? So be grateful, man. Like, write something down, text somebody. And I think that, you know what I mean? Be grateful for yourself too. Listen, be grateful. Talk to yourself. I tell myself, like, baby girl, I'm grateful for you. You're the baddest, okay? You're beautiful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for everything that you've been through. I'm grateful that you're showing up for yourself, baby. Listen, I talk nice to myself. It's something that I told you guys that I'm being really intentional about, because it's something that I used to really struggle with. I was very critical of myself, and that just really, really was like damaging. But listen, nah, I'm being intentional about that. I'm being grateful for myself. I'm being grateful for my journey. Be grateful for your journey. Be grateful for the process. Don't fight the process. Be grateful for it. Like, you know what I mean? I was fighting the process, like literally, like God was taking me through that path and I was fighting him and I was punching the air. Okay. Until I settled down and I'm like, nah, 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 God, like, no, like, I'm not going to fight against this. You know what I mean? So, and I think I really want to talk about, be grateful for the people around you, man. Like, life is already hard. Like, don't take advantage of the people that love you. Don't, if you, listen, the great Donald Jones said, if you love somebody, you won't treat them bad. Okay, and that's something, like, listen, like, that's real. Be grateful for your friends. Don't be a crappy friend. Don't be a crappy daughter. Don't be a crappy person. Try your best. We're not perfect. We fall short. You know what I mean? But really be intentional about your relationships and cultivating them. Like, we're human beings. We need validation. You know what I mean? Like, we're all human. Like, you know what I mean? We all need validation, some more than others. But be a good friend. Send your friend a text. Like, I appreciate you, sis. Like, send your man a text. I appreciate you, King. Like, You know what I mean? Send your mom and dad a text. Like, I appreciate you, all the sacrifice. Let someone feel loved and appreciated. Be grateful for what you have. Even as you are on this journey for more, you know what I mean? As you're on this journey to accumulate, you know, more and meet your goals and things like that, be grateful for the steps. Like, one, every single day is a step closer to your vision or your purpose or, you know, the goals that we have. You know what I mean? But listen, gratefulness is the name of the game. Consistency, consistently being grateful. Even when you look around, you're like, God, this is not mathing. It's not adding up. You said this, but this is what it's giving. But I thank you. I thank you, though. And that's something that I'm learning. It's not something that I've like, oh my gosh, I got down. But I just feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my heart, guys. Like, it's something that we can do. And another great way, because I know I said journaling, another great way is through meditation. Listen, we be meditating here for people be doing meditation all the time, chat. This is not like a new, it's a buzzword. Everybody meditates. Meditate in gratitude. Like, one thing that you can do is like every morning or every night or on your breaks or whatever it is, find like 5 minutes. Even it's just 5 minutes. You don't have to do it for hours. 5 minutes every day consistently is going to change your life more than just doing meditation for 6 hours in one day and never doing it again. 2 minutes, take a deep breath. You can do it right now. Take a deep breath. Exhale. And just think of something that you're grateful for. So in my case, I'm going to be grateful for my amazing spiritual parents. I'm going to think of them. All the amazing things that they've done for me. The correction. The love. And just be grateful that they're in my life. That they love me so much. Think of them. Just be grateful. Just be in this moment and be grateful, guys. Like, just pause. Like, whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening from, just be grateful for one. Just, I'm so grateful for this. That's it. And you can do it every single day. Listen, meditation, being like, you know, just really thinking, because meditation is honestly just like your own private time where you kind of try to clear your mind and like focus on one thing and just like, you know what I mean? You can do that. Focus on your parents, focus on your family. Like, it changes the trajectory of your relationship. It bonds you, even though, like, you know, you might not be sending them texts all the time, but you're grateful for them. But let people know that you're grateful for them too. Like, not only in meditation, but like, you can close your eyes, breathe in and out. Like I said, like, fill yourself up with gratitude. Think of all the things, not only big things, think of the small things, because those matter too. You know what I mean? You can do that. You can journal, you can meditate, you know, you can meditate and let people know. Be vocal about your gratitude too. Be vocal about your gratitude. You know what I mean? And if people are there for you, like, I'm a dangerous giver. I love to give. Like, I love to make people happy. I love to give, you know, my love, my time, my support, my resources to people that I'm called to. So, and one thing about me is I wasn't really grateful to myself because, you know what I mean? I was really critical of myself. But if someone does something for me, listen, no one can tell me that I won't thank them over and over and over and over again, because it's that person's time, it's their resource. And for me, showing up for me is major. You know what I mean? Listen, showing up for me is super major. It's one of my love languages, okay? Just showing up for me, thinking of me, just the thought that you would, you know, do that for me. Like, I'm always really blessed, and I really am thankful for, you know, everybody that's been on this journey with me. I'm so thankful to all the listeners. You know, I love you guys so much. The places that you guys are listening from, like Thailand, India, Ghana, Nigeria, like just so many different places, like Edmonton, like Ontario, just so many different places, honestly. Thank you guys. Like Bali, like I'm blown away. Like I think it was Israel, like just so many different places. I'm so grateful for I'm grateful for Speaking Arrangements. It's a gift from God because I love this platform where I just get to really speak my truth and just like, you know, share my stories and my experiences with you guys on our growth to like emotional health. But I love the listeners. Like I love you guys. Even if it was just one person that was, you know, consistently listening, I'm still going to come on here. Thank you to everybody that like has kept me accountable over the years, like friends and family and the support and just reposting, you know, reposting my work, you know what I mean? Like reposting this podcast. Thank you for everyone that doesn't even repost it, but listens. Thank you for leaving reviews, telling a friend to tell a friend, and just thank you guys. I'm grateful for you guys. Like, honestly, I'm so grateful for you guys. I love every single one of you guys. Even if I don't know where you are, shout out to you guys. Like, you guys are amazing. Clap it up for y'all. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for all the trials and tribulations that I've been through. I'm grateful for all the challenges that are here that will come. I'm grateful for myself. Like, I love myself, and I'm going to continue to show up for myself. I'm grateful for, what am I grateful? Where else am I grateful for? My job? Just like, I'm grateful for Jesus. Love Jesus. He came into my life and completely changed my life. I'm grateful for my church. Shout out to CCCG. I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for the word of God. I'm grateful for everyone out there that I'm grateful for people, just like the connection, and just I'm grateful for people, man. God's people, not only the people that believe in God, because everybody on the face of this planet is God's people. He made us all. So I'm grateful for y'all. And yeah, like, be blessed, man. Be blessed today. Have an amazing day. Continue to think about what you're grateful for. Be intentional about it. Be grateful for yourself and your accomplishments and your goals. And you know, be good to people around you guys. Listen, this is the Monday Charge. I told you guys it was going to be short and sweet. Thank you for tuning in. Listen, continue to be intentional. I'm back on Instagram, y'all. Speaking arrangements. Send me a DM, check out, you don't want to miss any of the new podcast episodes. We're going to have some really good ones this month. I'm super excited about them. I love you guys. I hope you guys are finally at work. If you were driving, have an amazing day. Continue to play this over and over again. Tell a friend to tell a friend about speaking arrangements. If you know anybody that's looking for like a hosting gig, or like, you know, looking for a host, I'm your host with the mostest. I love you guys so much. Continue to be grateful. I love y'all. I'm grateful for y'all.